Hi, I'm Case Lowe, co-host of the Open the Voice Gate podcast. The one question I'm constantly asked when it comes to Dragon Gate is how do I get into the promotion? Well, stop asking and start listening to the Open the Voice Gate podcast, released every Wednesday on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. For exclusive news and show reviews, look no further than the leader in Dragon Gate coverage, Open the Voice Gate.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
And welcome, everyone, to episode 31 of the Five Star Match Game. I'm your humble host, Joe Gagne, and today we are looking back on the crazy year that was 2022. So that means everything that happened in the last 12 months in the world of wrestling is fair game. With such a wide variety of subject matter, we need a powerhouse panel. So let's go meet them. Up first, we have returning champion, host of the Pro Wrest Paradise at the Pro Wrestling Torch site, and Alan Cunahan. Alan, are you recovering from losing the Christmas draft to me this year?
Well, Joe, I think you're being a little bit presumptuous there.
We're recording this before it comes out, but I feel confident this year.
You have my vote. I'm on record. Wow. But I can't speak for the listeners. They may think differently. And, you know, it is it's going to be we live in a democracy here in the world of wrestling podcasting. I was going to say here in the Pro Wrest Paradise, but of course this isn't the Pro Wrest Paradise. This is your show, Joe. I am now a guest sitting with my feet up as you do the driving. And I always enjoy that. But when you said a powerhouse panel, I don't know who my opponents are this year. I know you had to, because I was such a runaway class all to my own last year in recapping 2021, I'm sure you needed to get a powerhouse panel to go up against me. I can only assume one of these powerhouses is that new Dragon Gate young boy, Kato. Have you managed to finagle him into doing this? His English isn't so good from his appearance on commentary, English commentary, that is, a couple of weeks ago.
Alan, that's such a warped retelling of history. You could have a job in the documentary department at Peacock for WWE. But speaking of such, let's meet our other panelists. We have another returning champion, one half of Open the Voice Gate podcast, right here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network, as well as one third of the late lamented Everything Elite. It's Mike Spears. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, Joe. Thank you for having me. I guess that I'm the person that you call in when you need to clean up the trash and make sure that Alan, you know, brought back down to earth as a two-time returning champion. I just, you know, I understand you need the big guns and you give a shout, and I'm more than willing and happy to be here to help.
All right.
Now, I have met Mike in person, and whilst Mike is a very knowledgeable fellow, I wouldn't class him as a powerhouse. Mike, I don't think you're winning a test of strength against Big Boss Shimizu anytime soon.
At 5'7", I am definitely a braveheart here. You know, I prefer to think of myself more as a short king than a powerhouse.
Yeah, I think you'd be mixing it up in very fun matches against Nagano. I think he's more your speed as a
Tower over him.
Okay. Brave Gate is your lane. So I don't know. So who've you got for number three this time, Joe?
Oh, last and never least, it's the other half of the Open the Voice Gate podcast show. He wanted to run the jewels for his theme music. We could not afford it. It's Case Lowe. Case, how you doing?
I'm so annoyed. This is unbelievable. I'm already annoyed with 4L. You know, the nice thing about doing a podcast with Mike, I know exactly what wrestling he watches. He watches Dragon Gate, he watches grimy Lucha Indies, and he watches Rampage. 4L last year, listeners may recall, ran the table with Intercontinental Champion questions and main event highlights. I don't know what he's... I'm already so annoyed by his presence to a point where it's throwing me off my game. But
well,
thank
I
you for
already,
having me, Joe.
I already know now it's the cases in a powerhouse because I beat him last year. there is unless you are unless the long rumored late 90s Ahmed Johnson faction called Powerhouse comes to pass here on the show, I think, Joe, you have already lied to your listeners, because this is going to be a walk in the park for me. No Powerhouse is here to concern myself with.
Since Rich Craich on episode one, who bragged they had to shut down the wrestling trivia at his bar because he and his friends were too good at it, and then got stomped by Alan. Have we seen such hubris? We'll see if it pays off.
Yeah, stomped by Alan. That's me, right?
Yes, Alan, that was Farrell. You.
Yeah. I just wanted to make that clear.
All right, well, we have five rounds of trivia. We're going to kick it off with round one. A winner is who? For this game, I will give you a match or event. You tell me who won it. So if I said the men's Money in the Bank ladder match, hopefully you respond Austin Theory. Everyone gets five questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Alan, you're up first. Are you ready?
Not if you ask me about Austin Theory. I'm not wrong.
No, I won't ask you about the men's Money in the Bank. Your question.
Hang on. According to the flagship on the week we record, Austin Theory says he's not a wrestler or a sports entertainer, but an actor who engages in physical endeavors. That's what they are now. So I don't think that he has a place here on the five-star match game, because this is
don't worry. Not going to ask you about the men's Money in the Bank. Your question is about the women's Money in the Bank ladder match. Who won that?
The women's Money in the Bank ladder match. I am going to go with... I'm trying to think of a woman that isn't Bianca Belair, because I figure she was probably champion. Nikki Cross, almost superhero.
Alan, you would be correct if this was last year's show, because
I think I actually got that right.
Alan, you only live once. It was Liv Morgan.
I wouldn't have got that.
My goodness. Okay. Mike, you have the men's Royal Rumble match.
God, that feels like 5 years ago. Okay. Wasn't it Brock Lesnar?
Brock Lesnar is correct. I'm actually double checking that, because I'm like, is that true? That can't be true.
But yeah, like that's it the. It feels like he's won it. Like literally, it could have been any year in the last like 9 or 10 years, and I would have probably just guessed Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar is correct.
We're at a point where it's either Brock Lesnar, Drew McIntyre, never Roman Reigns because he always has the belt, or just Cody Rhodes. It's one of those three.
All right, Case, your first question is the G1 climax.
Oh God. shoot. Okay, Jay White is the champion. He's wrestling Okada at the Dome. Was it Okada?
Okada is correct.
Oh, thank God.
All right, Alan, back to you. You have the Champion Carnival.
Oh, Champion Carnival. That was Kento Miyahara.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Yuma Aoyagi won this year.
Oh, it was, wasn't it? That, and then he lost to Miyahara. I was thinking that was the final. Jeez, if I'm not getting the All Japan questions, this doesn't bode well for me.
All right, back to you. You have the Fire Festival.
I think last year it's Akuya Sugawara, but I feel like that this is also going to hurt me a whole lot. So I'm just going to say Takuya Sugawara again.
That was Daisuke Sekimoto one.
Sugawara was 2021, right?
Yes, he did win last.
Who could forget?
Yeah. Why does that promotion still exist if you're putting your tournament on Sugawara of all people? Come on.
Have you seen him lately?
I don't go out of my way to see Takuya Sugawara.
I saw a picture the other day. He's looking rough.
I mean, he was getting kind of round the last few appearances.
Not even so much. Just he looks haggard. Like, and he was never exactly 1988 Lex Luger, you know.
But. Brother Henry III Sugawara, you know, it takes a lot when you leave the Royal Brothers and go spend 20 years in 01. You know, it does a number to your system. It's like double aging. So he's really like 65.
All right, Case, your next question, the Big Japan Strong Climb Tournament.
Okay, well, I don't know of a single person that watched this in America or Japan. there's three Big Japan wrestlers that I know for sure still wrestle in Big Japan. I'm going to assume that Daisuke Sakamoto had a really good year. He won the Fyre Festival and the Big Japan tournament.
Yes, you're absolutely correct.
Oh, I'm on fire. It's to get out of my way, 4L. This is my year.
All right, Alan, back to you. N1 victory in Noah.
N1 victory was Kaito Kiyomiya.
That is correct. You're on the board.
Yes.
All right, Mike, you have the Stardom 5-Star Grand Prix.
Julia.
Julia is correct. All right, Case, you have the AEW Men's Casino Ladder Match.
Was that MJF?
MJF is correct.
Nice.
All right, Alan, back to you. You have Bola, which I think has come out in 2022.
Was that Daniel Garcia?
Are you asking or telling me, Alan?
I'm going to tell you it was Daniel Garcia.
Oh, you're telling me right, because he is correct. All right, Mike, you have the New Japan Cup.
New Japan Cup this year. Was that Jay White?
No, that was Zack Sabre Jr. this year.
Ah.
All right, Case, you have the West Coast Pro King of the Indies.
Oh, that was Dragon Lee. That is 100% I know that.
Boy, was it ever.
Yeah. He won that and then some.
I liked when they put up the tweet announcing Queen of the Indies. And someone goes, can't wait to see Dragon Lee win this one, too.
All right, Alan, your final question. Might as well mark this as wrong. You have the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Oh, I'm going to try and guess here. Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Oh, it's a good guess for this one. You know what? I'm going to go with my fellow dub. I'm going to go Sheamus.
Oh, it was Madcap Moss.
I would never have guessed.
Madcap Moss?
How many guesses would it have taken for you to get to Madcap Moss?
Oh, yeah. I would have probably guessed Andre himself before I got to that cross, let's be honest.
All right, Mike, your final event is the Dusty Rhodes Memorial Tag Tournament for the men in NXT.
Dusty Rhodes Memorial Tag Team Tournament. Gosh. Diamond Mind.
You'd be a little more specific.
The Creed Brothers.
Creed Brothers is correct.
That's the only tag team I know of NXT.
I would have got that too.
Is that the only tag team you
know,
Alan?
I don't know who the Creed Brothers are.
What was that, Mike?
I was going to say, is that the only NXT tag team you're aware of, too?
Well, they're obviously not a team anymore, but Kushida and Jiro were called Jacket Time for a while, right?
Who can forget Jacket Time?
Yeah, I would have gone for bonus points by saying that I can actually name one of the Creed brothers' first name. There is a Julius Creed. I don't know what the other Creed is called, but
I think it's Brutus.
It would be Brutus. Oh, Brutus? So, yeah. One of them might kill the other. All right, Case, your final question, chance for a perfect round. You have the Royal Rampage in AEW.
I know this one.
I don't remember what this was. Was that like a Sammy Guevara thing?
Can
I guess it?
Oh, yes, you may tell us, Alan.
Brody King.
Yes, this was the double ring Royal Rumble thing they did after Blood and Guts on Rampage.
Oh, wow. Okay, I completely forgot about that. But he killed Darby on the finish. Yeah. That was good. Yes, I remember that.
He was choking him over the rope, dangling him over the ropes, and then just dropped him. It was great.
Yeah, that was cool. I like that.
All right, so at the end of round one, we have Case in the lead with 4, Mike with 3, Alan with 2. As we hit to round two, who did
all
you ever
still
beat?
To play for, you might say, Joe.
Yes, Alan. As we hit to round two, who did you ever beat? For this game, I'll give you a wrestler and a championship they won in 2022. You tell me who they beat for it. So if I said Nick Gage in the GCW title, hopefully you respond to Jon Moxley. Everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Mike, you're up first. Are you ready?
All right, let's do it.
All right, you have Kazuchika Okada in the IWGP title.
Will Ospreay?
No, he beat Shingo.
Oh, I should have known that. Yeah. Enjoy that point, Alan.
All right, Case, you have Bianca Belair and the Raw Women's Title.
I gotta go with Charlotte Flair on this one.
No, it's Becky Lynch at WrestleMania.
Mm.
Charlotte has been MIA most of the year.
Did not know that.
Okay, Alan, you have Claudio Castagnoli in the ROH title the first time he won it.
A Jonathan Gresham sad face.
Yes, that's right. Google face Jonathan Gresham is correct. All right, Mike, you have Bron Breakker in the NXT title.
Tommaso Ciampa.
Oh, it's Dolph Ziggler. He won it from this year. I believe he beat Ciampa at the end of last year. He beat Ziggler on Raw.
Bron Breakker has been the NXT top dog for like 2 years. I feel like he debuted 2 months ago.
It's like last October, so yeah.
I'm still not over his name, for the record. Like, we're 15 months in, and Bron Breakker still is, like, etched into my brain. Like, that's a brain that's never – that's a name that's never going to leave me.
Wait, was Dolph Ziggler the NXT champion?
Apparently.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man, I missed that. Okay.
Do you remember Dolph Ziggler was, like, on the main roster originally while Eddie Guerrero was still alive? Because he was Kerwin White's caddy.
Oh, he was his caddy, that's right.
And Chavo had the unfortunate Kerwin White die job when he had to do all the interviews, like, the day Eddie died. So that means, like, Dolph Ziggler shared the roster with Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah,
that's how long it's been around.
And if I'm right, the die job was, like, full-on Ron Bass special, too.
Oh.
All right, Case. You have Tyrus in the NWA title. Now, this was a three-way. I will accept one of the two names that were in the match where he won the NWA title.
Feeling pretty confident in a Nick Aldis answer right here.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No. It was not Nick. That's when Nick Aldis had his meltdown and said Billy sucked as an owner. And
I don't know what other wrestlers they have.
They have Always Ready Matt Cardona and Trevor Murdoch.
Jesus Christ.
Right, Alan.
Case, yeah. Not looking for that Dragon Gate NWA tandem anytime soon.
No, I don't believe so.
Get a learning excursion for like Kaito Nagano and Trevor Murdoch.
Imagine him trying to do the Space World to like the Missing Link 2.
Oh, and NWA can send over as part of the exchange. They can send over Velvet Sky to do commentary with Jay and a non English speaking like young rookie.
He's gonna translate it to Canadian and back to English. You know, yeah, it works.
All right, Alan, you have Taiji Ishimori in the IWGP Junior title.
It wasn't Despy. Was it? I'm torn between Eagles and Hiromu. No, it wouldn't have been Eagles. Okay, Hiromu. I don't feel confident enough, but I'm saying Hiromu.
Nor should you. It was El Desperado.
Was it?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Beat him all the way back in May. Mike, back to you. You have Gunther in the Intercontinental title.
Gunther. The despicable Gunther. Was that Shinsuke Nakamura?
Oh, it was Ricochet.
Oh, that was my other one. Oh, man.
I can still hear you guys, if that's any comfort.
Oh, it was Case's Wi-Fi. Yep, he'll be back in a second.
Joe, I don't know if you didn't obviously hear anything majorly different because you would have said it, but one of the buttons I pushed before we started recording when I was trying to mute... It like I was just thinking I sounded kind of like there was a weird echo coming through on my end, and then I like looked and there was like a red light in that button, so I pressed it again and it went back to normal. So I know it maybe for like the first 3 or 4 minutes I might sound a bit funky, but I figure you would have noticed.
So.
Yeah, if it seemed fine, it'll come through on the recording fine. But yeah.
All right, Case, you have Satoshi Kojima in the GHC title.
Kojima in the GHC title. Did he beat an old guy or did he beat a young guy is the question. And I'm going to go with him. Did he beat Fujita for the belt?
Oh, no, he beat Goshi Ozaki.
Oh, okay.
Fujita, now, where, would you, let's see, just gave it up because he got COVID.
Yeah, Case, would you class Go as a young guy or an old guy?
He's an old guy, but he's a guy that I like, so it doesn't bother me when he beats the young guys.
He's not that old. He's pretty old to you, but he's like my age.
Well, he's been around for 20 years now almost, which is crazy to think about. But yeah, I mean, is he 40 yet?
Might be just late 30s or maybe 40.
He turned 40 this year. He's a young old guy, but an old guy nonetheless.
All right. So, Alan, you're up next. You have Jake Lee and the Triple Crown.
Oh, God. All Japan tripped me up already. Jake Lee and the Triple Crown. He finally got the win over Miyahara. This answer is Miyahara, right?
You are correct. It is Miyahara.
Yes. I almost went, no, wait, Suwama, right at the end there, but I restrained myself.
Okay, Mike, back to you. You have Josh Alexander and the Impact title.
Exposing me as someone who does not have access TV right now.
Well, you're missing out on a hot Bully Ray versus Tommy Dreamer feud people talking about. Twitter,
I mean, stuff. Honor yeah. No More indeed. Speaking of Honor No More, I'm guessing Eddie Edwards.
Oh, it's Moose.
Okay, fair enough. Sure. Why not?
All right, Casey, you get a Dragon Gate question here. Someone had to. You have Dragon Daya and the Brave Gate.
Dragon Daya beat Espy Kento for the Brave Gate.
That is correct.
Nice. All right.
I really wanted him. He would have been infuriated. Well, he would have quit the show if he got the Dragon Gate question
I messed
wrong.
It up last year because Gagne gave me the Brave Gate question over Kobe World Weekend where the belt changed twice and I got it wrong. So I had to redeem myself this year.
You studied your Brave Gate lineage intently, yeah. Spent all night just going over the results.
The Gamma Gate. Gosh.
All right, Alan, back to you. You have the Young Bucks and the AEW tag titles.
Jurassic Express.
Jurassic Express is correct. Okay, Mike, your final question. Kazusada Higuchi and the King of DDT tournament. Who did he beat in the finals?
The finals of the King of DDT tournament. Was it Yuki Ueno?
No, it was Naomi Yoshimura.
Okay.
Case, your final question. Samoa Joe and the Ring of Honor television title.
Ooh, I should know this. I should know this. I should know this. Who was the TV champion? Did Gresham have two belts? Was that Gresham also?
No, it was Minoru Suzuki.
Oh. I was going to say this is a tricky one, but I didn't want to give it away that it was like a weird answer.
No, I wouldn't have guessed that happened this year, so no shot from me.
Now, remember Case.
Were you going to ask who the Minoru beat it from, Mike?
Yeah, or yes. Yeah. Well, we want you to know, Case, guess who he beat?
Was that Josh Woods?
Brett Titus.
Of course.
All right, Alan, your final question is Wardlow and the TNT title.
Okay, so it was Sammy Guevara, and then Sammy lost to... Oh, I know this. Sammy Guevara had the back and forth with Cody. And then Sammy... because Miro won it, or Sammy won it from Miro. So Miro was out of the scene. Hobbs never got it. It was someone he beat really handily. What's his name? Scorpio Sky.
Is correct.
what a magnificent
two
ring.
Hours yeah, later.
It took you 30 minutes to remember him.
If only you guys heard how long it took me to come up with the answer.
I don't trust 4L at all. I did not like the delay in that.
Oh, wait, I swear.
Wait, what was happening? Alan was taking so long that I went to go make a cup of tea. So I was, what happened?
I was gonna say Mike went and made himself a sandwich, but it was a cup of that sleepy time tea me and Mike like so much, and he actually took a nap as well after drinking it, and then woke up, and then I had the answer. But Case, if you know me at all, I am someone that I have got obsessive compulsive disorder, and like if I can't think of something like that, I will literally shut down everything that's happening in my life until I satisfy myself by remembering. Like if I forget something I was gonna say, everyone has to stop what they're doing, and I need to just like think about what I was gonna say. It's
I just experienced it. I'm familiar now.
I'm telling you, I would not cheat you guys, and more importantly, I would not cheat myself the satisfaction of remembering the name Scorpio's guy.
So at the end of round two, Alan has jumped into the lead with 6, Cage with 5, Mike with 3, as we head to round 3, List them and learn. This game, I'll give you a category, say every wrestler who wrestled on Dynamite in 2022, and we'll say there were 200 of them. Player 1 will say how many they can name. Off the top of their head, we'll say 50. Then it switches to player 2, who can either say they can name more or challenge player 1. If they say they can name more, you do not have to increase by 1. You can name as many as you want. It goes back and forth until someone is challenged, at which point the player challenged has to name the appropriate number of names. Do so, you get 2 points. Make any mistake, your opponent gets 2 points. Everyone gets 2 chances, the chance to go first and also challenge. We have 3 questions. There is one about Japan, one about the American Indies, and a combined one about WWE and AEW. So, Mike, you're in third place right now. Which category would you like?
That's sneaky.
I would like the Indies.
Oh, getting into the filth, Mike Spears.
Okay, this
come
is for
get in the muck with me. Let's do this.
This is for you and Case.
All right.
Oh.
Game Changer Wrestling ran the Hammerstein Ballroom, the world on GCW. 27 individuals can say they competed on the main card. How many can you name? This is main show only. So nothing with the kickoff show with the Battle Royal and that scramble. Just the main show. So think of all the wrestlers that beat GCW regulars and you're off to a good start.
It's good that you mentioned main show because I definitely would have gone for brass ring people. Like that's what's going to get us here. You said 28, right?
27.
Oh, 27. Okay. Let's go dozen to start 12.
All right, Case.
I think I can do 13.
13. All right, Mike, back to you. Can you name more?
I could do 14.
All right, 14.
I would like to challenge Mike to name 14 those wrestlers.
14 names, Mike.
All right. John Moxley and Homicide. Effie and Jeff Jarrett.
Imagine if, like, 3 years ago, you heard those first 4 answers and were like, what is the question?
WrestleCon came on to some hard times. All right. Mark Briscoe, Jay Briscoe. Now, this is when that dumb brass ring thing kind of comes in. Because there was another ladder match on the show. Like, infuriating promotion. Just utterly infuriating. Alley Cat.
Alley Cat gives you 7. You're halfway there.
Yeah.
I believe it is the Alley Catch.
Yes. We will accept Alley Cat. Alley Catch is the...
I'm sorry. I go by the true listing of people who've been to the Snake Pit, Alan. So she is not Alley Catch with me. Billy Robinson would have you for that. Come on. Come on. All right. So Alley Catch. Why do I think she... I'm saving who I thought she faced for later on. AJ Gray.
AJ Gray gives you 8.
Tony Deppen.
Tony gives you 9.
Have I already said Joey Janela?
You have not.
So Joey Janela.
That gives you 10. We need 4 more.
All right. This is where Jordan Oliver.
Jordan Oliver gives you 11.
I am not mentioning this name because I have questions if this person was on the main show or not. I know Nick Wayne, there was some drama around Nick Wayne this weekend, but that I'm just saying that name so I can get it out of my head right now. Who did Alley Catch face? Was it Ruby Soho?
Ruby Soho is correct. That gives you 12.
Damn. All right, 2 more.
2 more.
Now, did Jimmy Lloyd make the main show? That is the question going on in my brain right now is, did the different boy Jimmy Lloyd wrestle on the main show at the Hammerstein Ballroom for Game Changer Championship Wrestling, the world on GCW? I think he did.
Big question.
Jimmy Lloyd.
Jimmy Lloyd is lucky 13.
Okay, 1 more. God, now I'm really...
Ooh, guess lucky 13.
we all know that he's Danny DeManto aligned in that split. Come on. Actually, I have no clue about that. Christ. Alex Colon.
Gives you 14.
All right. Am I good?
You are good. You did it.
I cannot believe I did that. Ruby Soho, that was the one I was going to say last because I was dead set that she did not face Alley Catch.
Mike, I'm glad I didn't get that question right. I want no part of GCW contributing to my success. Yeah.
Mike, you need to go take a bath after that.
Guys, I'm a 2-time champion and I have to start fighting back. And I'm get in the muck with me. We're going to go to the Holy Land.
All right. Names not mentioned. There was a Lucha six-man tag. It was Ares, ASF, Gringo Loco, Laredo Kid, Ares, I don't know if I remember said, and I think one more. But
Latigo? Latigo is usually Ares.
Yeah.
Flamita was on that show, wasn't he?
Yeah, Flamita, that one.
Oh, yeah. A demonic Flamita.
Ooh, spooky. Did ASF, like, become commander? Because, like, at the start of the year, I kept hearing about this ASF guy. And I was like, oh, he's the new hot young luchador. It's taken over the scene. And then all of a sudden I stopped hearing about him and started hearing about Commander. It's like, okay.
Well, I saw them live in the same match. So unless it was a double doink situation, I don't think that was the case. But he did kind of swoop in and... maybe mark it correct for ASF.
Did you see what he did last night?
I did, yes.
Yes.
Where he ran the ropes and stopped.
Like, wait, at some point, it just feels like you're watching a CGI and it kind of loses the... I don't know. It's like he did a Phoenix Splash. I used to be just wowed by a Phoenix Splash in general. He did a run across the ropes Phoenix Splash. Like, what? What on earth? I don't know.
The Orez dive to the floor at the end of that gif is, I think, equally as insane.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Other names just not mentioned. Blake Christian and Leo Rush, I believe, had a match. Matt Tremont and Nick Gage wrestled the Briscoes in the main event. And I have PCO is probably in some scramble or something or other. So there you go. But, Mike, you did it. Very well done.
Of course, I do not recognize Blake Christian in this household. So I was working at a handicap here.
All right. Case, you get to decide whether you want the Japan question or the AEW WWE question.
I will take the AEW WWE question.
All right. This is for you and Alan. So 20 men can say they either A, challenge Roman Reigns for the Universal title in 2022, or were involved in a match for the AEW World title. How many can you name? This does not include eliminator matches for AEW. This is just, it does include interim world title matches. So anyone involved in a match for the interim world title is on this list, along with the men who challenged Roman Reigns this year.
I think I could do 10.
10, Alan, what you got?
I'll give you 12.
12.
I'll give you 13.
I'll give you 14.
I'd like to see 4. I'll do that.
Oh, he's doing the challenge method.
He challenged on 14 twice. At least that was the number Mike had to get. Okay.
He stops on blackjack, too. So. All right, Alan.
Okay, well, we'll do the AEW first. let's see how I can get this number up. All right, so AEW World Heavyweight Title. Coming into the year, the champion was Hangman Page. So, Brian Danielson.
All right, Brian Danielson gives you 1.
Adam Cole.
Adam Cole, baby, gives you 2.
Adam Cole with some kind of computer game vest thingy. One of the matches, he came down to the ring in some kind of a gamer reference thing.
I feel like I haven't seen him in 5 years.
It was Halo Allen, and I immediately sold all my stock in the Chugs at that moment.
So yeah, I don't get to count him twice then.
I'm afraid
not. Oh damn. All right, so that's 2. Then we go to Lance Archer.
Lance Archer gives you 3.
Bet you didn't think I was going to get that one.
I did not expect that to come up. No.
All right. Then we go to Philip, CM Punk.
CM Punk gives you 4.
And then we have a vacated title, and we have Hiroshi Tanahashi and Jon Moxley.
Gives you 5 and 6.
Moxley, challengers of the interim title. It's Brody King, aforementioned.
Gives you 7. You are halfway there.
See, Moxley had a few that I'm like, I think they could have been like Rouge. I think Rouge was a not an actual title match. And Pentagon Jr., I don't think they were title matches. So I'm going to play it safe and leave them out. I know Mance Warner definitely wasn't a title match. Forbidden Door was the Tanahashi match, and the next pay-per-view was... feels like he had another an actual proper defense before Punk came back. I'll round back to it if I need to. Punk.
Punk, yes, you had mentioned.
Oh, yeah, because I can't count Punk twice, even though it was two different champions he went for.
I mean, if you, all we're looking for is people involved in a...
Yeah, gotcha, sorry.
You don't, so...
Okay, all right, so Danielson and Moxley are both already said. God, are we not even going to get over halfway with AEW? MJF.
MJF gives you 8.
Oh, Hangman Page.
Hangman, there we go. I was worried. I didn't want to, because you said his name earlier, but not in really an answer capacity. So
yeah,
right, that gives you 9.
Okay, so that's 9. MJF.
5 more names.
Ricky Starks.
Ricky Starks just happened. Gives you 10.
Okay, I guess we're done with AEW. I feel like one of those, either Roosh or Brody King were, or sorry, not Brody, Brody King was, but I feel like Roosh or Pentagon might have been as well, but I'll stick on my 10 there. Okay, challengers for Roman Reigns. Matt Riddle, right?
Riddle got a TV shot, that's correct. That gives you 11.
Okay, Galloway.
Drew McIntyre, I assume you mean.
Sorry. Yeah.
You're getting on Ali Catch, but Drew Galloway, you that does give you 12, yes.
God. Did you wrestle at WrestleMania? this is another one of those. Surely Brock must have, but like I also can't see Brock like putting him over. Screw it, we'll say Brock.
Brock many times, WrestleMania and SummerSlam.
Okay.
Is he 13? We need one more name.
Ooh. Okay. Let's see, who do they got? They got Fergal, they got Edge, Steen. Steen's possible. what?
Steen.
Oh, who else is there? Cody didn't. He got hurt before. Oh, Cody was wrestling Seth Rollins. Would Seth Rollins have had a chance? I don't feel like they heard much about that. Damn, Kane was still around. Definitely. Good old reliable first defense, Glenn.
I mean, that's what Archer is for AEW now.
Yeah. He's the first defense for the state of Tennessee against the wokes.
Damn straight.
Is Tennessee a state?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Oh God. Look, we'll go with Owens just for the sake of moving this along.
Alan, I'm sorry. Kevin Owens did not receive a shot at Roman
Reigns. Oh God.
In 2022.
Damn it.
Names all Roman Reigns lifting. Wrestled. You did not get to. Seth Rollins did have a shot.
Oh,
Logan Paul.
Oh, I should have got that. That was reasoned. I knew that one.
And Goldberg.
Wait, that's all
this defense? Year?
Yeah.
That's all the defenses he's had?
Yes.
I thought he was like this dominant champion that like...
when he shows up, yeah.
So does he literally just sit around having those meetings all the time? Is that all?
Yes.
I thought that was like Lanza over exaggerating stuff. I assumed he was having matches. That's amazing. He's only had like 5 or 6 title matches all year. Oh, that's tremendous.
Names you did not mention on AEW side, both Penta and Rush. Those were title matches.
No! God damn.
Chris Jericho at Quake by the Lake. And
yes.
Randomly, Dante Martin had a random title shot.
I love that Chris Jericho match. I think that's one of the most underrated AEW matches of the year, Moxley and Jericho. I adored that match. And I adored it so much that I completely forgot it happened. So there you go.
Yes, clearly made a huge impression on you.
It's frustrating.
All right, no worries, Al. You still got one more chance here.
In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking, maybe I can pull a Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card. But with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com, the only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now, when I buy Slab Packs at Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. I was able to open an Arena Club slab pack, and I'll be honest, it was a lot better than what you normally do. Say you go to a card show, and there's a random innocuous brown bag of cards, and yeah, you can open it, and look, it's going to be junk. You know what I mean? Like, you know what you're probably going to get in those. Maybe you find that fun, and sometimes I do. Sometimes I like just opening up cards and saying, hey, look at some random cards or whatever. But if you're really in this game to find value and find particular cards, it sucks to have to buy these mystery packs, and it ends up being, you know, almost nothing, you know, nothing of value. Not with Arena Club. You can display, again, of all available cards, hit rates, grading. So you know that when you're opening up the slab pack, you are going to get something valuable. You are getting something good. And Arena Club, in addition to having those great slab packs we just talked about, is also a marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, displaying, all that sort of stuff. But those Arena Club slab packs, man, they are revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling, and you can have them officially graded by Arena Club as well. So again, setting these things off, it's going to be officially graded by Arena Club. And the Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform that you have to check out. So right now, I've got a special offer here for Voices of Wrestling Network listeners. You can get 10% off of your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/VOWnet. Again, that's arenaclub.com/VOWnet. Now, that's a crazy offer. That's 10% off a $400 slab pack. $40 off right there. 10% off your first purchase. No matter what that purchase is, 10% off. Again, that's arenaclub.com/VOWnet, arenaclub.com/VOWnet for 10% off your first purchase on Arena Club. And we thank them for sponsoring the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. What's going on, guys? This is Rich from the Flagship Podcast here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. If I could have a moment of your time, I'd like to tell you about one of our sponsors, Eufy Video Lock. Eufy Video Lock is a smart lock, a 2K camera, and a doorbell, all 3-in-1, offering you triple security. So you can have everything in one device rather than installing many pieces on your front door. But it's not just for security. The Eufy Video Lock is also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys, and you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated cameras. Some other great features we love about the Eufy Video Lock is it is easy to install and set up with just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. Keyless entry, no more fumbling for keys when your hands are full. You never have to worry about kids losing keys or passing among renters. You also have 0.3 second fingerprint recognition and 1 second unlocking. Again, 0.3 seconds, it's going to recognize your fingerprints, and in 1 second, it's going to unlock. And with the AI self-learning chip embedded, the more you use it, the more accurate it will be. Also, no battery anxiety. You have a rechargeable battery in there that could last around 4 months, and you will get a low battery notification before it runs out. Passcode unlocking, a remote control with a 2K clear sight, see who's at your door, and control from anywhere through the Eufy app. With enhanced night vision, you can have optimized view even in the evening. You can also secure your package delivery by view and two-way audio. And then best of all, no monthly fee. A bunch of other brands out there are going to charge you a monthly fee. You have your recordings locally, and you never have to pay for storage. Customer service, Eufy's got you handled as well. They are on standby for you 24/7, so you can enjoy a worry-free experience with an 18-month warranty, all backed by their professional customer service team. Contact them anytime by telephone, email, or live chat. Personally, as a homeowner, I love my Eufy video lock. I have the ability to see what's going on when I'm not home, when packages has arrived, and really the thing I love the most about it, the ease of being able to lock and unlock my doors without having to fumble with my keys, reach in my pocket, or wait, no, crap, they're in my backpack, all that sort of stuff. All this is happening while my dogs are barking at me. You know what? Not anymore with the Eufy video lock. I touch it. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. 1 second, door is unlocked. Much, much easier. So if you want to jump on board with Eufy Video Lock, search Eufy Video Lock. That is E-U-F-Y Video Lock. Again, that's Eufy Video Lock, E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/videolock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
So this is you and Mike, and you get to go first, so... We did this last year. We'll do it again. 26 men can say they held a heavyweight tag title in New Japan, Noah, or All Japan in 2022. Alan, how many can you name?
26 guys, heavyweight tag title, New Japan, Noah, All Japan.
Correct.
I will give you 13.
13. All right, Mike.
13, and it's just... The three traditional majors, right?
Yep, three traditional majors, just the whoever held a heavyweight tag title.
Alan said 13. Mm-hmm. I think I could do 14.
14. All right, Alan.
Well, I don't want this to be repetitive, so I'm not going to have our third successive challenge on 14. I will go 15.
Oh, 15.
15 out of 26. 15... I challenge.
All right, Al.
Back at it. All right.
Everybody get comfortable.
She's going to go longer than Avatar.
Getting our nap in. All right. Heavyweight tag team titles. Bald and Hair.
I will accept those answers. Cash and Dax, yes.
Okay. Great O'Conn and Jeff Cobb. Bad Luck Fale, and I was going to say Case Low.
No, I'm afraid we cannot.
Sorry, Case. That's really... that would have been an unfortunate mistake. Sully your name like that. Chase Owens.
There we go. That gives you sense.
Okay. I'm going for 15, right? Okay, we'll pause. Yeah, we'll pause New Japan there. Maybe come back to them. Okay, so Noah. Noah. All right. Well, clearly Takashi Sugiura has probably held them with about 17 different partners. So we'll go Sugiura.
We'll give you 7. Yes.
We'll go Timothy Thatcher.
Thatcher gives you 8.
Satoshi Kojima
gives you 9.
I'm sure that like Masakita Miya probably held him at some point, but I don't want to risk him unless I have to. Same at Nakajima. I'm gonna circle them to come back to if I need them. Let's move over to All Japan. Okay, All Japan. Suwama?
Suwama, of course. Gives you 10. You are 2/3 of the way there. We need 5 more names.
Shotaro Ashino?
Ashino gives you 11.
Honda? Are you waiting for a first
Honda.
Name?
Yep, nope. 12. 3 more.
Shuji Ishikawa?
Gives you 13.
2 more. Oh, I'd love to say... I'd love to say the two boyos, the sumo lads that are back now. What are their names? I don't know.
The Saito brothers.
The Saitos, yeah. I know they didn't win. I would love to guess them, though. They should be the champions. They're the champions of my old Japan. Strong Hearts were the All Asia champs. Kono's knocking about there with Tsuama at the moment, isn't he? Sure, yeah, it'd be pretty desperate to put your tag titles on Masayuki Kono in the year of our Lord 2022. They are pretty desperate. Nakajima.
Oh, I'm not showing him on my list.
I know, I remember seeing him challenging for them.
Nope, no Nakajima, I'm sorry.
Is Kitamiya?
Yes, Masa Kitamiya was on the list. So, names you did not mention. What a collection of humanity this is. Dr. Wagner Jr. and Rene Dupree held them.
He held Dr. Wagner Jr. The son of Dr. Wagner.
Hideki Suzuki held them with Samira.
Yeah.
Michael Elgin, which does not sound right.
Yeah.
Oh, Keiji Muto and Mara Fuji held them very early in the year and then had to vacate them.
Sounds about right.
We miss you, M's Alliance.
Yeah.
Gone too soon.
And I believe Taichi and Zach held them very early in the year.
Did Naito and Sanada hold them at some point?
No.
God, you know, maybe if Nakajima could, like, not be, like, knocking people out for, like, 2 seconds, he might have got a run with the titles, but oh well.
You see, when he's not doing that, he has to go do 17-minute time limit matches with JR Kratos. He has a busy plate, Alan.
Was that a 17-minute? Was this, that what happened?
That was a time limit draw, 17 minutes. King of Indies 2022 oral history needs to be coming, like, in a couple of years.
I have compared it to, it is like, if this was a different era, this would be, it would be way more remembered as, like, the 2005 Best of American Super Juniors, but there is like four different candidates for the role of Kendo Kashi. Sorry, Dragon Soldier B.
All the while, SB Kento there just going, I'm just here to wrestle.
He's James Gibson.
Yep.
He's James Gibson on Best Super. With the only difference being he didn't get to cut that fiery promo James Gibson cut be about all the bullshit and I want to wrestle.
Alan, you mean I just want to cut all this bullshit? I just want to wrestle. That's what you're talking about, right?
Wrestlers like me and Brian Danielson and Spanky, we went out there. We showed you what RH's all about.
I think there are some legs here, Alan. You will be doing a Southern accent. I will be attempting to sound like I'm from County Antrim.
Do a whole show like that. Do the rest of this show like that. I'm sure Joe would love that.
Oh, yeah.
Real selling point ending here.
A real tough enough time editing out your half-hour-long pauses. Oh, and Goto and Yoshihashi held the IWGP tag titles as well. Deja vu. All right. So at the end of that round, Mike has jumped into the lead with 9. Case has 8. Alan with 6 as we head to round number 4.
I've gone from last to first to last.
This game is Potent Quotables. For this game, I will give you a quote from 2022 and a question about it, either who said it or what is being discussed. If I said acknowledge me, hopefully you respond Roman Reigns. Everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Case, you're up first. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, your first quote is, you bleeping mark, fire me.
Oh, boy. Is that MJF?
That is MJF, is correct, on Dynamite. All right, Alan, you have this quote. In another previously unreported deal, a WWE contractor presented the company with unsolicited nude photos of Mr. McMahon that she reportedly received from him. That is a report from what newspaper?
The Wall Street Journal?
Wall Street Journal is correct. Mike, you have the wheels are still there. It's just that one of them happens to be broken.
CM Punk.
CM Punk is correct. All right, Case, back to you. All right, this is your quote. Don't you think it's time your whole family turns heel? Because the only face turn anyone's going to buy from you guys is one from your old job, which was being turned fully down. That was Dan Lambert talking to who on Dynamite in a hideous segment.
Oh, that has to be like the Cody and Brandi Rhodes family, right?
Brandi Rhodes is correct.
Yeah.
Alan, back to you. Your quote is, You are nothing more than a loser, and you always will be. You can't win the big one ever. That was Chris Jericho addressing whom?
Eddie Kingston.
Eddie Kingston is correct.
Can I just say, Joe, I love the quote game. I think it is a brilliant thing to have as part of the year-end show. I think it's a real a real nice topper to put on the year. I think you should, if I could make a suggestion, you might not have it in for this year, but for future years, you include in the quotes, questions asked by members of the wrestling media during, like, Tony Khan's scrum.
Awesome Andy is going to have so many questions.
If I had Lance on for that, he would just incinerate with rage.
Spontaneously combust.
Yeah, just that would be the end of him. All right, Mike, back to you. Your quote is, but if you are an industry journalist who covers what we do and you disagree with anything I say here tonight, you're not a journalist. As this generation likes to say, check the receipts, check the dates. Before there was a forbidden door, I was the one who built it. Who said this quote?
Or there was a forbidden door, I was the one who built it. Let's say Chris Jericho.
Oh, it's Cody Rhodes.
Ah, well.
Okay. Case, back to you. Your daddy's not here anymore. That was Roman Reigns addressing whom?
Was that Cody Rhodes?
Nope, that was Austin Theory, because Vince McMahon had been fired. He was his benefactor of sorts.
Well, of course.
Of course. All right, Alan, back to you. I had an issue with him because he once came to the locker room and complained that we hit him too hard. It's wrestling. Solve it in the ring. If I hit hard, hit me hard, too. I learned that he came in and he accused me like a little girl. Who said that quote?
El Toro Blanco. I can't roll my oars. Roof.
No, that was Andrade.
Oh,
that was Andrade.
God.
That led to the fight with...
I meant Andrade.
Oh, no. Ooh.
Look, I get what I deserve for the embarrassing attempts at rolling my oars. Too focused on burying my lack of linguistic skills to actually get the answer right.
All right, Mike, back to you. Your next quote is, so you fancy yourself a journalist. Would you say you're friends with Scott Colton? That was CM Punk addressing whom at the All Out press conference?
That'd be one Nick Houseman for
that
Wrestling
That is correct.
Inc.
You guys need to go back and watch that press conference just for pure entertainment if you haven't in a while. I watched it last week, and it is still the funniest thing I've ever seen.
No one's ever explained why the Spindrift were in a bag.
Everything about it is so funny.
Like, a bag. Like, I understand, like, if you were, like, in the training room and you have the ice machine, you toss a couple things there, but there was no ice in that bag. It was just loose can Spindrift.
Do you know what was, like, I haven't rewatched it. That's a good idea. I would like to. But you know what's the thing that was, like, totally forgotten and never gets brought up from that? But you just remind me of talking about the bag of drinks. When he, for no reason at all, just meanly buries the non-alcoholic beers that Jon Moxley was, like, really fond of in the previous press conferences. And Moxley seemed to really enjoy them, and they're helping him be sober and... And Punk was like, yeah, that's garbage. Yeah. Well, that's Moxie's worked hard to get a sponsorship with these guys.
Yeah.
Which is really mean.
This is helping someone maintain their sobriety after, like, right after going through rehab and, like, having a lifelong struggle of it. That might be, like, one of, like, the biggest stray shots CM Punk has ever done, now I'm thinking of it.
Yeah.
Case, your next quote. Me saying the interview wasn't enjoyable offends you because you liked it. Thanks, I appreciate it. If you want to defend the non-answers, most of which had nothing to do with legal stuff, but alas, fine. Who cares? Not sure why you're so mad and comparing this and that. Sheesh. Who said that quote?
That was professional fraud Ariel Helwani.
That was Ariel Helwani is correct. Being very upset about reaction to his Tony Khan interview. Ellen, your next quote is... So what I figured I was going to do is hitch my wagon to that train and ride it till it went dry. And hey, I thought it'd be a long time. I'd just make this easy money, give him a little pep talk, just stand beside him down here at the ring, do minimal work, and cash that big fat paycheck. That's all I cared about. Who said this quote?
God, I don't know. Sorry.
Oh, it's Christian talking about Jungle Boy.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Mike, your fourth quote. And for all that I did, I'm left with nothing. I'm left with nothing, so I'm not the same. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. I can't sleep at night. I'm anxious. I'm depressed. The medicine is not working. But I am still here because I am a man. Who said that?
Hangman Page?
Hangman Adam Page is correct.
If there's depression in it, it's probably Hangman.
All right, Case, your final quote. Punk is not a blip on my radar. He doesn't exist for me. Who said that quote?
Was that Colt Cabana?
No, that was Bobby Fish, who talked about CM Punk for about 4 months straight. Okay, Alan, your final quote. Then with a crooked grin, you said, "How old are you, kid?" And I said, 19 years old, sir. And you looked at me and said, "Kid, I'm sorry, but you're much too young." Who said that quote?
MJF.
MJF is correct, discussing William Regal. Okay, Mike, your final quote is, "If you lost your job, then my heart goes out to you. When you come back here, you wipe your feet at the door and you wash the dishes because this locker room are the ones who kept the light on while you were gone." Who said that quote?
God, that's a good one. That, geez. So I could go for either major American locker rooms at one point in time or another. Moxley.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was not American. It was English because that was Will Ospreay at a RevPro show after NXT UK shut down.
Ah, well, I mean, he's right.
He was not wrong. All right, so that gives you three correct answers here. At the end of four rounds, we have Mike in the lead with 12, Case with 11, Alan with 9. We head to our final game, the sprint, which I will ask each of you individually 10 fill-in-the-blank questions in a row. If you cannot come up with the answer, just say pass. We do not go back. Alan, you're in third place. You get to go first. Are you ready?
I'm three behind Mike, is it?
Yep.
Okay, I'm standing. I'm ready. Bracing the wireless headset lifestyle. I'm ready to go. My time to shine.
Here we go. Blank filed an antitrust lawsuit against the WWE in 2022.
MLW.
Correct. CM Punk famously ate blank during the All Out press conference.
Muffins or cupcakes. A muffin or is correct. Donuts. Yeah,
LA Knight briefly went by blank in the WWE as a maximum male model.
Rick Martel?
No, Max Dupree. Blank had a match scheduled against Bryan Danielson in AEW, but it was canceled when controversial remarks resurfaced.
Spanky.
Frank Hendrick is correct. Longtime Michinoku Pro star Blank returned after a several-year hiatus and defeated Musashi in July.
Fujita Jr. Hayato, my boy.
I had to give you that one. Cody tore his pec but still wrestled Seth Rollins in a blank match.
Hell in a Cell.
Hell in a Cell is correct. Blank was named an ambassador for New Japan right before passing away in October.
Antonio Inoki.
Inoki is correct. Masahiro Ito was revealed to be the son of Blank.
Masaki Mochizuki.
Correct. 205 Live was canceled and replaced with Blank.
NXT Level Up.
Level Up is correct. And we all learned CM Punk's dog is named Blank.
I know this isn't it, but the name that's coming into my head just screaming at me is Pauly.
Sorry, Larry is the dog's name.
No, it wasn't. That wasn't my guess.
Oh, I thought you said it was.
I said this isn't my guess. I was going to think, give me a backup question, Joe. Come on. All the marbles are on the line here.
All right. Hang on. All right. I'll just top of my head. At Halloween Havoc, Alba Fire led Toxic Attraction to a blank and hunted them down.
Is it a haunted house or something?
Haunted house is correct. We'll give
get
you
in! I'd have got Larry eventually, I promise. I knew it ended in a Y. I was like, Paulie, Barry.
Well, with that last second question, you got 9 right out of that. You have 18. You are in the lead. Got
to put the pressure on the guys, Joe. Makes for the drama.
Hmm. All right, Case, you are up next. You have 11, so you need 7 to tie Alan, 8 to take the lead.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Brock Lesnar drove a blank during his match with Roman Reigns at SummerSlam.
Forklift.
Yeah, retractor forklift. We'll give you credit, yes. Blank competed in both the G1 and the Best of the Super Juniors this year.
El Fantasmo?
Correct. All Japan ran their 50th anniversary show at blank.
Budokan Hall.
Budokan's correct. Blank took Fiano Ford's mask at the final Triple Mania show.
Atlantis Jr.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was Penta.
Oh.
Triple Mania.
Rats, I'm thinking of CMLL.
Blank contracted COVID, leading to his match at Day 1 against Brock Lesnar getting canceled.
Was that Brock Lesnar?
No, it was his match against Brock Lesnar.
Oh, Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns. Okay, it's correct. Yes. Colt Cabana portrayed blank on Young Rock.
Brooklyn Brawler.
Brooklyn Brawler is correct. Johnny Knoxville pinned Sami Zayn under a blank to win their match at WrestleMania.
A door?
Oh, it was a big mousetrap.
Okay.
In 2022, WWE started referring to pay-per-views as blanks.
Premium live events.
Heelys is correct. Former WWE tag team Blank were to run a new promotion called WES in England that quickly went nowhere.
It was a former tag team, you said?
Yep.
Was it the Highlanders?
Oh, it was the Authors of Pain. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. You need this one to tie Allen with 7.
Damn it.
All right. In DDT, Blank was used to represent the right to challenge anywhere, anytime contract.
A briefcase.
That was an NFT.
I hate that fucking promotion.
All right, you had 6 correct answers. That gives you 17. Alan's still in the lead by 1. So, Mike, you need 6 to tie, 7 to win.
All right, I'm ready.
Here we go. Longtime WWF and WCW star Blank passed away in March at the age of 63.
Longtime WWF, WCW star. 63. Who died earlier this year? Gosh. 63, though. Bobby Eaton?
Oh, it's Scott Hall.
Okay. Duh. Yeah.
The third Wrestle Kingdom show was a series of matches between New Japan and Blank.
Noah.
Noah, correct. Eric Young was written out of Impact in a skit where he was blanked.
Oh, he was killed.
Killed in prison is correct.
Give it to Impact. They will kill people on screen. They'll do it.
Atlantis Jr. unmasked Blank at the CMLL anniversary show.
Pantherita?
Oh, Stuka.
Stuka, yeah.
Ric Flair made Blank submit in his last match.
I'm thinking a tag team who he was against. It was Jeff Jarrett, and I'm blanking on one person who was in this match, and that's the problem. Jay Lethal submitted.
Oh, it was Jeff Jarrett.
Ah, damn it.
We learned Elias has a brother named Blank who competed in the WWE.
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel is correct. Chris Jericho was nearly in a fight with Blank at a hotel in June.
Nearly in a fight with... I mean, that could be anyone. Come on. nearly a fight with someone in June. Bald.
That was MVP.
Oh, yeah, right, that's right.
Jericho entered the class.
I don't remember that story at all.
Yeah, it was because MVP brought up where Jericho's wife was on a certain date.
Yes, and Jericho uttered the classic response, "I don't fight jobbers," as he got into the elevator.
All right.
EC3 and others were part of a group called Blank that scheduled a national tour and quickly canceled it.
Change your narrative.
Ooh, it's actually control your narrative.
How am I, of all people, the person who gets the control your narrative question wrong? I've been snake bit all the time. Joe, you know how I've been on my past performances here. Alan has thrown me off this entire game.
I've just been staring at Mike on this no video call. Staring at the whole room. Joe, where's he at now? How many is he left? And how many
he has
got
three.
Right?
He only has 2 left. So this is academic, I'm afraid.
Yep.
Oh, what? He's only got 3, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been bombing this section.
I thought you got more than that. Oh,
no,
God.
No.
Wow.
Well, anyway, Blank guest ref the fight pit match between Riddle and Seth Rollins at Extreme Rules.
Daniel Cormier.
Correct. And finally, Isla Dawn defeated Alba Fire at NXT Deadline when Blank.
Wendy Chu fell asleep in the middle of the match. I don't know.
Oh, that'd been better. She cursed the ref and made black goo come out of his nose and mouth, and he was unable to count the pin.
Yeah, you see, these insane things happen so much in WWE, but they happen so often that you just said that, Joe. But a normal person would be like, that's preposterous. But I'm sitting here going like, yeah, no, that's what they do in that company now.
I don't even know the name. Who is Alba Fire, who you're saying? I don't know who that is.
Kaylee Ray.
Kaylee Ray, yeah. Okay. Kaylee Ray doing a Papa Shango gimmick, apparently.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll take your word for it.
2022. You know, it's 30 years. 30 years have passed. It was 1992, so the statute of limitations on the Papa Shango angle is done. Kaylee Ray, you're free to live your dream.
Is she supposed to be like this Pictish witch? Is that like her gimmick?
Yes,
then?
She's a witch of some kind, yes.
Yeah.
Wait, no, isn't it? It's Scottish. Well, they're both Scottish. What the other one is the witch, right? Kaylee Ray is
Is she still like a...
No, she's the fire keeper. I don't know, carried fire for her people or something. I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
Well, anyway, Alan, somehow, despite being in third coming into the final round, you have won the five-star match game. All his bravado has paid off.
My bravado, my scare tactics, my intimidation, my politics that I play during it. Easy for me to say. Yeah, I'm very happy with this. I will say on a nice note, I think we can all just, you know, be happy in the world, and wrestling is in a better place at the end of 22 when Joe asked the question about which former WWE and WCW star died in March, and there weren't like 60 answers to that question. So
yes, I did have to give the exact date. Time,
yeah,
so.
It's like because if he asked that in 2003, it would have been like, well, it would have been like a list them and learn kind of a gimmick.
Oh god! Oh.
Yeah, very morbid ending to the show here.
Dark, but probably right.
No, not wrong.
I'm saying how much better things are. It's great that it's better now in 2022, and it's not like that anymore, right?
Not as bad now. All right. Well, I always keep a tiebreaker question on hand just in case. And since I will never be able to use this, I don't know if Mike and Case, if you would like to participate in one final game.
I would love to.
Sure. All right.
Joe, real quick, can I ask what the final scores were? Am I ahead of Mike?
Yes, you you finished with – Alan had 18, Case had 17, Mike 16. So all very close at the end.
This is the first time I haven't finished in last on this game. So I would love a tiebreaker question. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So the question for you two, and you can DM me or send me a message here with your answer here. So of the 50 Dynamites that have aired in 2022, starting with the first one in January, up through Winter Is Coming, how many matches have been aired on Dynamite?
You said there's 50, right?
There are 50 episodes, yes. So, let's see. We had Mike Spears with 300, Case with 305, Alan with 280. The correct answer, kills me to say this, is 280.
Wow.
I don't trust this guy at all.
You can't trust poor else. Gosh. And I thought I had like a formula, Joe, because traditionally there's 6 matches on a Dynamite. I've had to study every single one of them. And I was like,
I felt it was a lot of weeks. It's 5. I went, okay, 5 by 50, 250, 6. And I was like, it's probably there have been more with 6 than there have with 5, but right. Not by much. That's how I landed on 280. I was going to say 275. But I was like, I'll shove it up just a little bit.
This episode may not make air.
Joe, I'm feeling confident. Next year, I want all my rivals, my enemies from 5-star match games past. Get Emma on here. I don't know if she watches wrestling anymore. Get him from the fucking Florida Marlins ballpark. I want that JoJo Remy. Is that the team he likes? Get him in here.
I want another crack. I did not perform at my best abilities today. Alan took advantage of this.
I did better than I thought I was going to. I'm pretty happy with my results.
I had a chance to be a 3-time champion. 3-time. That would have got me in the tournament of champions today. But Alan, I came weak and I won another shot at you.
Case with that Gen Z laid back, not expecting it.
Yeah, come in last. All right.
I'm kind of stoked on how things went today.
Oh my goodness. All right, Alan, since you you won, have bragging rights, why don't you plug whatever you you wish to plug?
I think I've been a full win back on this show, so I'll just say Alan Forrell's Pro Wrest Paradise on PW Torch VIP. Check it out.
All right, Mike and Case, so you can share double duties in plugging here.
Well, yeah. I'll say this, as we continue to have no chemistry despite doing a show together for years and years now. if you want to listen to a show where Mike and I know a lot about what we're talking about, Open the Voice Gate, the premier Dragon Gate podcast and the Voices Wrestling Podcasting Network is the show for you. New episodes every Tuesday night / Wednesday morning. It's a very good show, I promise.
Yeah, no, we actually do know what we're talking about. Just I can't Alba Fire. Like, come on. Come on. Yeah. Open the voice gate. We've been going since 2016, since I hopped on, but we've been doing this once a week, and we do a whole lot of other Dragon Gate content. So the best way to just keep an eye on us is go to Open Voice Gate on Twitter.
Okay, well, I guess that will do it there. And I will just say the Five Star Match Game is a proud member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Follow us on Twitter at Five Star Match Game with the number 5, or email us at Five Star Match Game with 5 spelled out. If you want to make a donation, feel free to visit our Red Circle page. Click the sponsor button. Appreciate it if you do. No worries if you don't. Our logo was designed by Rich Craich, and special thanks to Jamie O.D. for the DDT question. And the show may be edited for entertainment purposes.
Jamie will be delighted after that burial and promotion from Case there earlier, where Jamie went out of his way to send in some nice DDT questions only to have them buried.
I said it on VoiceGate a few weeks ago. I did a big DDT catch up this year, and the stuff that I watched I thought was awesome. Like, Kazusada Higuchi had an amazing year, and then I'm reminded of why I don't keep up with DDT, and it's because the answer to one of the questions was an NFT.
Oh, all right. That's going to do it for 2022. We'll be releasing our 2023 schedule as soon as I think of it. So thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you next year.
Hello, Voices of Wrestling listener, Dave Ryan here. Have you ever wondered to yourself, how many hidden gems are hidden away inside the last years of World Championship Wrestling? Have you ever asked yourself how many tenuous gags can be made about the name Mike Enos? And have you ever thought about what it sounds like for two Irishmen to interpret a very chaotic company through its B-show? The answers to all this and more are just a click away. Check out Days of Thunder every second Thursday on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network.